Welcome to Stand in the Gap Today with Sam Rohr, Gary Dahl, and David Kistler of the American Pastors Network, addressing the most critical issues impacting our culture from a biblical and constitutional perspective. Learn more about the work of the American Pastors Network at AmericanPastorsNetwork.net.
Well, 2 weeks ago today, President Trump was sworn in as our 45th president. However, today marks the 10th day of official business. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, under any scenario, the actions of this president are historic in many ways, both in quantity of actions as well as national and global impact. So today, we're going to look at the impact of the president's decisions these last 10 days. And to help give us a global, international perspective, we're going to invite in one of our favorite guests, IQ Av Rasooli. He was with us a week, slightly a week before the inauguration. And so having his insights now, again, of looking from afar, overseas, looking in to give us insights on the program today. And with that, I officially invite you to Staying in the Gap Today. Glad you're with us. It's going to be Gary Dahl and I today. Dave Kistler is away doing other things. And, of course, our guest, IQ Av Rasooli. Now, for those who perhaps have not caught him before, IQ was born in Iraq. He now lives in exile. He's a speaker. He's a geopolitical and Islamic expert. And he's an author of perhaps the greatest trilogy. It's actually three books. About Islam and exposing what it is. It's called Lifting the Veil. With that, I'm just going to welcome IQ to the program right now. We're going to jump right into it. IQ, thanks for being with us today again.
My pleasure, as usual.
IQ, we have a lot of things to go over, and as we were talking off-air just before the program, you made the comment, wow, it's going to be tough. There's a whole lot more than we can cover, so we're going to do our best because you, I know, can say a lot of things in a few words, but say what you need. I'm going to start right here with the first question. You were commenting all through the many months prior to the Trump administration, him being elected, you had said way back that he was going to be the one going to be elected. You said that he understood the real threats to freedom better than any of the candidates. You've repeated that, and before the inauguration, you commented on some things that would take place. Now, 10 days into this new election, a lot of things have happened. I'm going to ask you personally, IQ, what do you think about the performance of President Trump in these first 10 days of being officially in office?
I would like very much to stress the following to our listeners. It is not short of divine intervention that enough Americans woke up to the fact that their country was headed to self-destruction and elected literally the only American among 330 million who can save them, Donald John Trump. Hence, please accept my sincere, heartfelt congratulations to all of you. I have studied history in general and U.S. history in particular, and cannot find a single presidential precedent to Donald J. Trump. He has been on the job almost 20 hours a day for the last 10 days, sprinting from the first working day at the White House. So far, he has been keeping almost every promise he made to the American people before he was elected. President Trump, I love the sound of it, by the way, has electrified and energized, literally, every single opposition patriotic party in Europe, in France, Germany, Austria, Netherlands, Spain, Italy, and others. Trump is the second most favored politician in Russia after Vladimir Putin. Donald Trump has triggered a tsunami, the ramifications of which will appear in the next 90 days. Back to you, sir.
That's interesting. There are some folks, I mean, we're going to pick up, ladies and gentlemen, on some of those things that IQ talked about, because in segment two, we're going to get IQ's opinion about the response from the world community to what Donald Trump has done, both in Europe. We're going to look at Europe, and we're going to look at Russia and generally in that area. And we are going to end up going then to Iran, specifically, and China in the last segment. And we're going to look in segment three right after the bottom of the hour here relative to the response from the opponents being the globalists, the Islamists, the media, and others. That's what the break. That's how we're going to go through this today. Now, IQ, back to you on this part. There are many people who are some have said that they believe that Donald Trump has bitten off too much, too big a bite to chew. He's moving too fast. Your opinion on that?
Not at all. He warned the world before. For 16 months, he was telling them exactly what he was going to do. The problem is that the left-wingers, the leftists, the liberals, the Democratic Party, all those who are opposing him, have never found or ever experienced a politician. Well, he's not a politician. A man, a leader like him, that from the first day he started implementing exactly what he was saying before that. This is a shock to the system. That's why they are all in a meltdown. It never happened before. What he is doing is exactly what he said he will do. He warned the world. He warned the American people. He warned the opposition. And he's fulfilling it. So the people who are opposing him literally are out of their mind, completely out of their mind, because they can't handle such a human being. No, he's doing very well.
There are probably our last question here, and then when you get into the next segment, then Gary and I will begin trading off and on questions to you, IQ. But I ask you, my sense is this, and you can tell me if you feel anything to the contrary. It appears to me, as I travel the country here and observe, and as you said, commentary about what Europe is responding, and he's the second most popular person, you're saying, in Russia next to Putin himself. Really a dramatic thing when you talk about that. But it seems to me that it appears that those who love freedom, at least in this country, those who love freedom, patriotic, don't want the globalist intervention, are very pleased with the performance, but that those who do not want those things are, you used the word meltdown, but they are beside themselves because of what he's doing. Would you agree that that's pretty much an accurate perspective as you look at it from a world perspective?
100%, of course, but that's exactly what's happening. Look, they are threatening, they have been threatening Trump to kill him, literally to kill him, even before he became a president. They continue to incite against him physically. I'm talking about physically. They're inciting against him. It won't do them any good. The people, the American people who elected him, are most of them literally of the Second Amendment type of support. They are full of armaments. There are 250 million armed units in America. I mean, that means guns and pistols, revolvers, whatever it is. These people are the ones who will protect him. These people are the ones who will uphold the Constitution. So the ones who are opposing him are going to lose no matter what they do.
Well, that's interesting, IQ. We hope it doesn't come to that, but we're going to talk to that when we come back. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Stand in the Gap today. Our guest, IQ Avrasooli, throughout the balance of the program, and we're looking at President Trump's first 10 days in office. The next segment, we're going to talk about how the world community is responding, both in Europe as well as Russia and other places, to what's happened these past 10 days. We'll be right back.
Americans are a freedom-loving people. Wouldn't it be great if you could carry a copy of the essential documents that outline our freedoms written by our nation's founders in your pocket so you can refer to it every day? Well, now you can. Stand in the Gap Radio has found something you're sure to like, the Patriot's Essential Liberty Pocket Guide. The handy guide is a slim 6.5 by 3.5 inches, yet it includes the Declaration of Independence, the U.S. Constitution, the preamble to the Bill of Rights, and other influential documents, including, in the words of our founders, topical quotes from America's founders, plus a listing of online resources for further research by the serious-minded or the just plain curious. To see and request your copy of the Patriot's Essential Liberty Pocket Guide and make your tax-deductible gift of any amount, go to AmericanPastorsNetwork.net. That's AmericanPastorsNetwork.net. Let us hear from you today. Thank you, and God bless you.
Hello, this is Sam Rohr. Although the term Christian education doesn't occur in the Bible, it does speak of the moral and spiritual instruction of children. It places a high value on knowledge, both of God and His works. It describes the moral and spiritual fruits of this knowledge and defines its ultimate purpose, the growth of your child in godliness of character and action. That's why we suggest you consider BJU Press K-12 materials. Your child's a unique individual created for a specific purpose. Proper instruction that includes the Bible and the relational influence of godly teachers produces a pure heart and a willing mind. The Bible calls that success. BJU Press materials are well written, grade level appropriate, and biblically integrated. They teach critical thinking skills and keep your child engaged and excited about learning. If you're a Christian school teacher or administrator, a homeschool teacher, or a parent who just wants your child to learn more, start by exploring the BJU Press website. Visit bjupress.com. That's bjupress.com.
Kings or Parliament could not give the rights essential to happiness. We claim them from a higher source, from the King of Kings and Lord of all the earth. They are not annexed to us by parchments and seals. They are created in us by the decrees of Providence which establish the law of our nature. They are born with us, exist with us, and cannot be taken from us by any human power without taking our lives. A quote from John Dickinson, 1804.
History was made on today's date. Stay tuned for an American Minute with Bill Federer.
On the frigid night of February 3rd, 1943, the Allied ship Dorchester plowed through the waters off Greenland. At 1 a.m., a Nazi submarine fired a torpedo into its flank, killing many in the explosion and trapping others below deck. In the ensuing chaos, four chaplains, a priest, a rabbi, and two Protestant ministers, distributed life jackets. When there were none left, the four chaplains ripped off their own jackets and put them on four young men. Standing embraced on the slanting deck, the chaplains bowed their heads in prayer as they sank to their icy deaths. Congress honored them by declaring this Four Chaplains Day.
This has been an American Minute with Bill Federer. For a free transcript, call American Minute at 1-888-USA-WORD.
This is Alan Crippen of American Bible Society. We'd like to invite you to tune in this Saturday at noon to hear about the Faith and Liberty Discovery Center, soon to open on Independence Mall right here in Philadelphia. Hear my friend and colleague Pat Murdoch and me this Saturday at noon right here on 1180 WFYL.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net. And now, let's rejoin Stand in the Gap Today.
Well, welcome back to Stand in the Gap Today, and we're going to continue now in our discussion with our guest, IQ Arasuli, in reviewing President Trump's first 10 days in office. And IQ, let me go to you first here now as we look in this segment on the impact of the world community. Let's start right in Europe if we can. You are an observer of the actions of President Trump and American. As you said earlier, you're a great historian in that regard. But as a citizen of the European continent over there now, what do you see happening in Europe? We've talked about two different entities prior. We've talked about the freedom movement and we've talked about the globalist entities. How has what is Donald Trump doing so far in these 10 days affecting those two groups?
Well, the patriotic groups, I call them patriotic because they're not National Front, they're not Nazis. These are the opposition parties in every government in Europe. Every government in Europe is socialist, globalist, multiculturalist. And the people in Europe have had enough. And what Americans have done with Donald Trump, every single party in the opposition in Europe wants to repeat the performance. There are elections coming up in March, April, May, June, July, during the whole of 2017. I am hoping that enough Europeans will also be divinely energized or woken up to overthrow the government that they have. I'm not talking about violence. I'm talking about legally, by literally voting them out. There is absolutely no doubt that there will be civil war in Europe between Islam and the native Europeans. None whatsoever. Because it's simple. You have a group of people who came in, who were welcomed, who were given shelter, who were given money, who were given education and health and everything else. And these people who are Muslims never integrated, never assimilated, and they will never integrate and they will never assimilate. Why? Because the Quran forbids it. The Quran forbids every Muslim from ever obeying any law which is not from Allah's Sharia. So that excludes all the laws of the Constitution of the United States of America and all the laws of Europe. The Quran also forbids Muslims from ever being friends to any non-Muslim. By the way, anybody who wants to know these things, it's in the Quran. Look up Tawbah chapter 9, verse 29 is one of them. These are mandated. Nobody can change it. No Muslim can change it. And the instant a person calls himself or herself is a Muslim, they have to obey these rules. That's why 3.5 million workers from Turkey who have been in Germany never assimilated. And they look upon the Germans as literally as inferior. Don't take my word for it. Google it. You will find videos on YouTube of Muslims born in Germany talk in the German language and how they hate the Germans that they live among.
You know, IQ, again, this, you know, we certainly appreciate the information that you share with us on a regular basis on Stand in the Gap. Just a comment, I appreciate you saying that Donald Trump being our president is an act of divine intervention. I think that all of us agree with that, or most of us agree with that. And I also appreciate your statement on the fact that Islam will never assimilate. And we need to learn that here in the United States of America because, you know, we've got folks who are saying, let's just bring all the refugees in. And we know that the terrorists will embed themselves in those refugees. And you haven't we have no idea what that's going to bring into our nation. But I do want to ask you a simple question based upon what you said a moment ago. You said that people in Europe have had enough. Now, on one hand, here in the United States of America, we hear some of the politicians in Europe saying that they question some of the things that Donald Trump is doing. I think that Prime Minister May just made a couple of statements with regard to that yesterday from Great Britain. But on the other hand, what are the grassroots people in Europe saying, IQ, as far as you can pick up, the people on the streets? What are they saying about Donald Trump and some of the policies that he's putting forth here in the United States of America, particularly as it relates to Islam?
If there are rabble-rousers like the ones that you have in America, the ones who, let's say, attacked in the University of Berkeley, these people are also found, you can find them in Europe. They're leftists. They will never support America. They will never support the movement of Trump. But the people who are, which I said a few minutes ago, they are patriotic. These are the ones who are the men and women in the street who had enough. You mentioned that some of the leaders in Europe are questioning Trump. Well, of course they're questioning him. They are leftists. I said they are socialists. They are not patriotic. Not a single one of them is patriotic. There was an attack today, an attempted murder of a French soldier by a Muslim shouting, Allahu Akbar, he wanted to cut his head off. They shot him, wounded him. The problem is this, it's not going to stop. These people who are the elites in Europe have to be removed, and they will be removed, because between now and the end of 2017, there will be more acts of terror, not only in Europe, but also in America. There is absolutely no doubt in this. You know, people speak about radical Muslims as if they are a minority. Every single Muslim is a potential mass murderer. The minute he or she decides that they're not following Allah's Sharia well enough. Don't take my word for it. I know it sounds outrageous, but it isn't outrageous.
What is outrageous
is when somebody is in denial of what I am saying.
Well, we believe you, and we agree with you 100% on that IQ. And, of course, I know that there are many, even many Christians and many pastors here in the United States who don't recognize that, nor do they agree with you. But we understand it, and we just appreciate the fact that you underline it completely in your discussions with us.
IQ, let's go to Germany. Angela Merkel has, in fact, I mean, she's been a coddler of the jihadists coming into Germany. But recently, last couple of days, she has made some outspoken comments, actually stirred the boat with Prime Minister Erdogan in Turkey. Is she seeing the light, or is she just feeling the pressure?
She's feeling the pressure. She hasn't seen the light. By the way, all those leaders in Europe are clueless. And when you said some pastors don't agree with me, all I ask those pastors is to read the first 9 chapters of the Quran. There are 114 chapters in the Quran. Don't bother. Read chapters 1 till 9. And if any of these pastors thinks opposite to what I'm saying, I would like to debate them.
I think you'll win. Well, you've made that clear, and you will win. Let's go a little further east to Russia right now. What is the relationship difference between what that's happened now in these 10 days between the relationship with Russia and the United States? Obviously, you made a comment that now, according to whatever you're stating there, that President Trump is now number 2 in popularity. Talk to me about that. But what's happening with the nation as a whole, Russia, towards the U.S. in these last 10 days?
I said it before. Russia is not the Soviet Union. Putin is not a communist. Russia needs the United States of America. The United States of America needs Russia because the common enemy of humanity is only one item, Islam. Why? Look everywhere in the world, from Indonesia to Pakistan to Afghanistan to South America to South Africa to Africa, North Africa. Wherever you look, Muslims are killing non-Muslims. How is it possible that in the 21st century, the most persecuted people on the planet are Christians? By whom? Muslims. And nobody says anything. How is that possible?
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't make sense, that's for sure. Gary?
Yeah, that's true. Just shifting gears a little bit here in the last couple of minutes in this segment, IQ. The Eastern nations have been shocked by President Trump's decision to end the relationship with the Trans-Pacific Partnership because, as he said, and I quote, it is a very bad deal for America, end quote. How would you sum up the impact and response of these Eastern nations to the United States and to President Trump specifically because of this major decision that he's made?
Well, he's making the correct decision. I can't understand. You know, we shouldn't look at what the other side is saying. What is more important is what we are saying. President Trump said, America first. I agree with him. What's wrong with that? America.
It's way for each country, for sure, and particularly for us now.
Exactly. So everybody, every country, the leader of every country wants the best for his country if he's a patriot. Putin wants the best for Russia. The Chinese want the best for China. The Indians, they want the best for India. What's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that. We're not talking about exclusivity. We're talking about, as Trump said, the infrastructure in America is falling apart. I've been to America. I've been to LaGuardia. It's a disaster. Absolute disaster. The roads are disaster. I'm not kidding with you.
I understand.
No, IQ, you are right. You're talking about patriotism, national sovereignty, which is exactly opposite of what the globalists want, and that is a part of this movement that we are sensing and playing before us. Thanks for making that point very clear. Ladies and gentlemen, when we come back from the great break, we're going to go and now look at the get IQ's opinion as to the response from the opponents of Donald Trump, the globalists, the jihadi Islamists, the media, the Democratic Party itself, and others, because they are an entity to themselves. We need to look at their response, and we'll do so when we come right back.
These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of their country. But he that stands it now deserves the love and thanks of man and woman. Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered. Yet we have this consolation with us, that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. Thomas Paine, The American Crisis, 1776.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. The White House announces new sanctions against Iran.
Less than a week after Iran test fired a ballistic missile violating a UN Security Council resolution, the Treasury Department announcing new sanctions against Iran, targeting 13 individuals and 12 entities for terrorism-related and ballistic missile-related activities. Some of the entities are based in the United Arab Emirates, Lebanon, and China.
Fox's John Decker. The economy added 227,000 new jobs last month, the last 10 days of which were during the new Trump administration. The president says there's a great spirit in the country right now.
So we're very happy about that. I think that it's going to continue big league. We're bringing back jobs. We're bringing down your taxes. We're getting rid of your regulations. And I think it's going to be some really very exciting times ahead.
On Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 165 points. Fox News. We report. You decide.
WFYL. From the Pennsylvania Family Institute, I'm Michael Gear with today's Family Update. This past Friday, I traveled down to Washington, D.C. on a bus with my wife, Susan, and a bunch of other great folks from a couple of churches in the Harrisburg area, including my own. The occasion? The annual March for Life, held annually for more than four decades on or around the anniversary of the Roe v. Wade Supreme Court decision that imposed abortion on demand on all 50 states. We and the hundreds of thousands of others gathered to take a stand for life and to call for a change in policy and culture that would bring respect for all human life from conception until natural death. There's a hopefulness in the air given the change in administration in Washington, and we at Pennsylvania Family Institute will, with your help, continue to work diligently to help build a Pennsylvania where God is honored, religious freedom flourishes, families thrive, and that all human life is cherished. Find out more about our work at pafamily.org. That's pafamily.org.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net. And now, let's rejoin Stand in the Gap Today.
Well, IQ Arasuli, our special guest, ladies and gentlemen, he is an author. He has a trilogy of books entitled Lifting the Veil. If you want to get a hold of something and read those, I tell you, they would be of great, great value. Probably one of the simplest to read from my perspective, IQ. And I appreciate you writing that. Just very quickly, if somebody would want to find out about that book, where should they go to get it?
On Amazon. It's called Lifting the Veil, The True Faces of Muhammad and Islam.
Lifting the Veil, The True Faces of Islam. Muhammad and Islam. And it's very good, ladies and gentlemen. It's very helpful. All right, IQ, we looked at briefly the response of Europe and Russia to these last 10 days of Trump. But let's go, maybe it's international, maybe it's more domestic here, but the opponents of Donald Trump, they have not evidenced any desire for appearing to even acknowledge that he's president. These groups are really doing some wild things. So let me start with these questions right here. We have identified previously that the greatest ideological enemies of freedom and Christianity, and clearly of Trump when he was running, were the globalists, the establishment, and jihadi Islam, and they were all working together. As a group, how do you perceive these three groups responding now and how they've responded in these last 10 days. Do you expect to see them continuing to kind of work together or put them together in what you see happening coming out of those three groups in particular?
First of all, they would be working together, whether in conjunction with each other, but the agenda is the same. The most important thing is this, that the most lethal enemy that any nation or people can have are the traitors within. Without a shadow of a doubt, your despicable news media are a greater threat to America's security than ISIS, because the agenda of ISIS is publicly declared and unambiguous. But the agenda of most of your media is hidden.
That's a great point.
The Democrats and their brain-dead stooges are in Chernobyl-like nuclear meltdown is the fact that President Trump is actually practicing exactly what he promised the American electorate he will do. A leader who is keeping his word. A situation never experienced before. They are literally scared witless. This is so important. That President Trump will actually make America great again. And the Democratic Party will not get into power for the next 100 years, if ever.
Wow. You know, IQ, I think, of course, you know, your statement on the media is absolutely correct. And in relationship to that, the Democratic Party and the media are, to some degree, in a meltdown mode, with the most likely candidate to lead the Democratic Party right now being Islamic Congressman. Think about that. Islamic Congressman Keith Ellison. And the controlled media resorting to more and more flat-out fake news reporting. We've been talking a lot about that here in the United States of America, particularly since Donald Trump is in the White House. My question to you is, how are you analyzing the change underway, and where will it end up, in your opinion, as it would relate to these two entities, that is, the Democratic Party and the media? I'm going to go one step further and would say, are these two entities actual enemies to the Constitution of the United States of America from your perspective?
100% enemies. No question about it. The instant the Democratic Party will elect Keith Ellison, I wrote an article about him, they would have committed suicide. That's it. They're finished. I'll tell you what. The next 90 days, no, he needs 100 days, yeah. The next 90 days will decide the future of the Democratic Party. Literally.
Mm. Wow.
The next 90 days. Not the 4 years, 90 days will decide the future of the Democratic Party. Americans must not listen to the news media. They should listen to the alternative news media. Because literally every single one of your news media, and I've checked them, I listen to them because I have to, it's my job. They don't tell you the truth and they twist the truth. They are contemptible. They really are beneath contempt. And they are the enemies of America, of the American people anyway. No question about it. Every single word Donald Trump says, they find fault with it. Mm. It's good, they find fault with it. If it's bad, they find fault with it. Mm.
Well,
they
the poor
are
guy
only
can't
to be an opposition party. As he said, you are my opposition party.
Yeah, the poor guy, no matter what he does, he's going to have opposition from both the Democrats and the media. We're seeing that. But let me just drop back a little bit and say that the people need to pay attention to the alternative media. Do you have any suggestions as to who that alternative media is or are,
you
I should
are,
say?
You are alternative media.
Right, we're
I
one. But
radio stations all over the United States. They are all alternative media. They're not mainline media. Good God, so many of them. Maybe there might be 20 to 30,000 alternative media. There are. Listen to them. You don't have to listen to CNN. I mean, good grief. CNN? Who has the brains to listen to this? Well, honestly, it is
beneath. You're right.
Unbelievable.
They're losing listeners every day, brother.
You know, they don't tell you the truth and they twist the truth. So far, Donald Trump has done everything correctly. Why are they attacking him when he said to vet from 7 Muslim countries? But these are the 7 Muslim countries that in 2015 Obama said they are terrorist countries. They didn't say anything at the time. Nobody in the news media attacked him. Donald Trump says it? Oh, he's a racist. First of all, they twisted it. They said it's a ban against Islam. It's not a ban against Islam. There are 57 Muslim majority states in the world. He only picked on 7 of them. So that's a lie to start with. Second of all, why are they more worried about the sensibilities of Muslims and not the security of Americans? That's what I want to know.
Great point. That's exactly correct, IQ, and we agree with you right now. I think you made a statement earlier in this segment that I want to repeat. You said that in reality, the media, because they are the purveyors of deception, lies, and so forth, are actually more of a threat to the freedom of patriotic Americans than Islam is.
Correct.
Ladies and gentlemen, you need to hear that. Really, that's a critical, critical thing. Ultimately, the information we hear affects us and how we think and what we do and how we perceive life to be. We've talked about it on this program. When journalism and reporting ceases to report the truth, it becomes, in fact, an enemy of freedom. IQ, you made it very, very, very clear. I want to go back to the vetting, though, of the immigration component pieces, because many, many people are just so upset that the president has overstepped these bounds. And you made it very clearly. It's not a opposition to all Muslims. There's only 7 countries. You made it very clear that it's not without precedent because President Obama did it himself. You made it very clear on those things. Let me push it one step further. Do you think that what the president has done so far is, in fact, far enough? Has he done enough?
No. But I'm not attacking him, by the way. When I say no, give him a chance. This is the first step, which is a step that Obama didn't take. Obama was a traitor. I don't care if he was president or not. You elected him. That's not my problem, your problem. He was a traitor because he would not allow all the intelligence services, all the security services from ever associating Islam with terror. 8 years. 8 years. More Americans died in Afghanistan, in Iraq, and anywhere else because of his rule of engagement. These are wrong rules of engagement. When you go to war, you go to win. You don't go for half measures. You go for half measures, don't go to war.
Well, yeah, and I think that's absolutely correct, IQ. And, of course, you can see right now, I suppose you're following this, that, Donald Trump has really put, Iran.
Yes.
He's warned them. He said, you better not go any further. You better settle down or anything is on the table, including military action. That is something that Barack Obama hardly ever considered. And I just wonder if that's because of the fact that he was so openly...
pro-Islam.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, he was. Good God. He gave them $150 billion. Why did he give them any money? I want to understand. He should be put on trial for treason. I'm not kidding with you. Obama should be put on trial for treason. He aided and abetted the enemies of the United States of America and its people.
And
people who were shouting death to America every single Friday by the hundreds of thousands of them.
IQ, you're exactly correct. And I will state that right now, in the last couple of days, former President Obama, Barack Obama, has been out publicly stating now President Trump has gone too far, and he has been praising the rioters. He has been praising the protesters. He's been praising those who are, I'd say, bordering on, if not anarchists themselves. You are exactly correct. This is treasonous action, IQ. Thanks for saying it like it is. Ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, we are going to now go to the issue of Iran and China and look at what the president has done in the last 10 days and say, what is the response of these two countries? And has perhaps the Trump administration drawn a new red line when it comes to China and Iran. We're going to talk about that with IQ. Very critical. It's in the news as we speak. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Christian parents want their children to excel in spiritual growth and educational achievement. Both are essential for future success in an increasingly complex world full of moral and economic challenges. BJU Press Materials place great value on the knowledge of God in His works. They teach critical thinking skills your child will need to get along both now and in the future. BJU Press Materials are available for grades K to 12. From the earliest grades, they teach biblical Christianity as a system of God-revealed truths. BJU Press Materials are well written, grade level appropriate, and biblically integrated. Teachers' editions assure that instructors have the plans and extra tools to keep your child engaged and excited about learning by teaching your child how to analyze, evaluate, and ultimately create new solutions. And that's just what today's workplace is looking for. If you're a Christian school teacher or administrator, a homeschool teacher, or a parent who just wants your child to learn more, start by exploring the BJU Press website. Visit bjupress.com. That's bjupress.com.
I'm sitting here right now looking at the beautiful, full-color Founders Bible. In addition to the trustworthy New American Standard text, it contains original historical artwork, as well as 64 full-color insert pages, 150 biographies or insightful quotes from the Founders, and 450 pages of embedded commentary highlighting biblical insights. This beautiful leather-bound volume produced by historian David Barton has a gold-embossed APN logo on the front. It can be yours this month as you support APN with a gift of $250 or more. To see it and make your gift, go to AmericanPastorsNetwork.net. That's AmericanPastorsNetwork.net. If you can't send $250 right now, we'd still like to hear from you. In gratitude for a gift of any amount, we'll send you a wonderful audio CD by Sam Rohr entitled God's Plan for a Blessed Nation. It will bless and challenge you. Let us hear from you today. Remember, all gifts to APN are tax deductible. Thank you, and God bless you.
Your child deserves the best. Shouldn't that include an exceptional education? PA Leadership Charter School is a kindergarten through 12th grade online public school serving students across Pennsylvania. Voted number one cyber school in PA, PA Leadership Charter School provides a flexible but structured approach to education. Visit PALCS.org or call 1-877-725-2785 to learn more. That's PALCS.org. PA Leadership Charter School is training tomorrow's leaders today.
Young Winston struggled in school. He failed the entrance exam twice before entering Britain's military academy. His early success in politics gave way to midlife failure. And in the mind of the public, his career was ended. Of course, we all know Winston Churchill went on to become England's prime minister during World War II. But did you know that after the war, voters tossed him out of office, despite his wartime leadership and popularity? This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Churchill's career reminds us that early failure cannot predict future success. Neither can present success guarantee the future. The best thing, the only thing, is to do your best, be your best in each moment in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Never give in. Never give in.
Winston Churchill's words stirred his country in the face of defeat.
Never, never, never.
Today they inspire us to reach for our own victories. Commitment, pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at Values.com.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net. And now, let's rejoin Stand in the Gap Today.
In this last segment, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go with our guest, IQ Arasuli, in our theme of evaluating these first 10 official days of office of President Trump to the two largest enemies, potential, perhaps, of the United States, Iran and China. And I'm going to ask a question here. Has a red line been drawn? The president, as Gary said just a little bit earlier, announced additional sanctions on Iran. There is a destroyer, U.S. destroyer, in motion towards Yemen with a previous altercation with appears an Iranian vessel and a Saudi vessel. So with that, let me start here with this question to you, IQ, at this point. Candidate Trump made it clear that the worst deal ever made was the Obama-Iran deal. Wednesday evening, just a couple nights ago, General Flynn and President Trump issued a warning to Iran because of their recent military tests. Some are saying that this is now the Trump red line. Iran immediately responded in vehemence, denouncing the president and the U.S. warning that they would not abide by it. And then you have the Trump administration now saying they're putting on sanctions and a destroyer is in motion. Is there an inevitable military conflict before our eyes developing between the United States and Iran?
Let's get this straight. Do not fall for what the news media are telling you. Donald Trump did not put a red line. Never use this expression, red line, because when you say a red line, then you are going to go to war. He only warned them, and he has every right to warn them. He didn't put a red line. Obama put a red line, and he failed. The minute you put a red line, then you are going to go to war.
Good point.
He does not put a red line and should not be called red line. With China is a different story. China is aggressive, but China is also a business deal. They can do a business deal with Trump. Iran is completely out of the equation. Iran is Shia Muslim. Iran believes that the Mahdi, who is the Messiah of Islam, Shia type, will come only if there is a nuclear war, when there is Armageddon. So what we have here is a state, a theocracy, a disgusting theocracy, a despicable theocracy, which subjugates its people through terror. Not only the outside world, but its own people through terror. Hmm. They are dangerous. Now, the Iranians are saying they are a great power. Really? You're a great power? America can snuff it out within 24 hours. I mean, within 24 hours, there will be no Iran. None. Zero. So, the people who rattle their sabers are the cowardly ones.
Mm-hmm.
The strong... Hmm. A strong person talks softly, but carries a huge
stick.
Exactly.
we've heard that before, IQ, and I think that you probably...
But it is true.
Yeah, oh,
if you are powerful, you don't have to prove you are powerful.
Yeah.
The other side knows you are powerful.
Well, I'm thinking that there are probably people in this world now, including this nation, but talking about Iran and China, there are people in Iran and China who have the perception that Donald Trump is going to lead the United States of America to being a powerful nation. And I think that they see him not only as carrying a big stick, but the big stick itself. But having said that, candidate Trump gave stern warnings to China and accused them of many things during his candidacy. In fact, almost every time he spoke, I enjoyed hearing the way that he would say, China. He talked a lot about China. Well, President Trump now and General Flynn have told China that they may not be permitted to continue to use the artificial islands that they've been creating over the past several years to extend their power over nations like South Korea, Japan, and Taiwan, and others. And I'm wondering, IQ, from your perspective, if either side is going to back down from here, or does it mean that we are going into a conflict with China? And I know you said in the previous statement that you don't think that is a top possibility because of the business connections we have with them. But you know what? It's getting kind of hot over there. I mean, can you see in a short period of time where there might be a conflict between the United States and China, even though there are business opportunities there?
There is always a chance of an error, of a mistake. But I don't honestly think there would be a serious problem between China and America.
Just
if
because
the Chinese
of business
want
connection?
To do these islands, America can do the same islands, by the way. And they can have the support of Vietnam. They have support of Cambodia, of the Philippines. They'll have the support of the whole of Southeast Asia. They, too, can build islands. It's not an ingenious thing. I mean, it's not impossible.
But they're not.
But it's got to be done. America cannot now retroactively move the Chinese out of these islands. Forget it. You want to go to war, then you go to war. This is now Chinese territory.
You know, it's interesting. I am currently in discussions. In fact, I will be going right to them right after this program with a missionary from China. And he told me yesterday that a lot of the Chinese people, IQ, are pro-Trump, but they are very quiet. They don't talk about it out in the public. But, you know, in their own homes, in their own hearts, they are pro-President Trump. That's interesting.
Why? I said the Russians love Trump after Putin. I mean, So don't be surprised. See, the news media are the ones who are destroying relationships. The Chinese people love America. Believe it or not, they love to emulate Americans. Same with the Russian people. They love everything to do with America. All of them want to be Americanized, all of them. They wear the same hats as the Americans. They wear the same sneakers as the Americans. Whatever the Americans wear, they wear. Mm-hmm. So between peoples, there is absolutely no problem. It's between leaders that there is a problem.
And oftentimes, IQ, that's the way it's worked in the past. That's why we need to pray for our leaders and be aware of where false information is coming from. And you've made it very, very clear. Watch the media, ladies and gentlemen. Don't listen to the controlled media. I don't listen to it anymore. I got wearied a long time ago. And I'm not saying that you need to listen to Stand in the Gap only. There are other good programs out there like ours, but we do try to bring you the truth with good, articulate guests like IQ. And so be careful where you go for information. Ultimately, get your information from the Word of God, the truth. That's the only place which you really know for sure, and then pray for those in authority. Gary, as we close out this week in this program, would you take us to the throne of God in prayer briefly, and then we're going to close down the program for this day. Would you do that, please?
Will do, Sam. Father in heaven, as we come to you this afternoon, now we do thank you that we can come into your throne of grace. And as we've been talking about the enemies of America, whether it's a particular party or a particular group of people or a media member, Lord, it is my prayer that you will give American citizens insight from biblical truth as to what reality is so that they can form their opinions from that biblical worldview and stand upon truth, even as that truth is being cast out in the streets these days. Give us that wisdom to stand firm in Jesus' name. Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being with us today and this week on Stand in the Gap Today. IQ Arasuli, thank you for being with us again today. And
what
always the information,
thank you very
wonderful.
Much for having me.
You are quite welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, stand in the gap for truth this weekend, wherever you are, and pray. May God bless America. Stand for truth.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to Stand in the Gap Today with Sam Rohr, Gary Dahl, and David Kistler. Brought to you by the American Pastors Network. Every day on this station, we address the most urgent issues undermining the culture from a biblical and constitutional perspective. APN takes seriously the command to be salt and light in this culture. Our mission is to declare truth into the public square, bringing a biblical worldview to the issues of the day. We seek to build a dynamic network of pastors across the nation who hold firmly to the authority of Scripture and boldly preach the whole counsel of God. This ministry is supported through the prayers and financial support of people like you, and we urge you to do all you can to help the American Pastors Network accomplish this mission. To learn more, visit www.americanpastorsnetwork.net and help us with your donation today. Find out how we're impacting the culture and how you can join in the mission.
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. WFYL reminds you to pray for America.
Broadcasting live from historic West Norriton Township, this is AM 1180.